Well, as you say, we see clearly that there are two main strategic positioning in Europe, these two, and these are winners. The rest, we bet that they will be losers in the medium, or they are already losers. So we try to align with these winner customers that we have, discounts and premiums. Whatever is in between, we try to supply, but not align.
And
It's
by
difficult to get aligned with someone that doesn't know exactly where to go.
And explain to me then the difference between alignment and supply. What does that mean for you from your strategic point of view?
Supply is if you give me the right price and I have it, I give you. Alignment is I will provide almost at any cost.
And this question of the differentiation between alignment and supply. How should I say, that change in understanding of the market, is that something that's been quite recent for you, or is it something that goes back already some time?
Well, it's been in the market, but during the last maybe 10 years, it has been clear discounts in Germany were like a rocket. Premium, the niche was coming narrower, but it's still there. So it was clear for us. But for us, the main issue is that in order to be aligned with one of these strategies is to get a communication with retailers. And sometimes we have a sensation that we two are running like headless chickens in this business because they are competing one each other like crazy, and we are competing one each other with my neighbor cooperative, which is 100 meters far from me. And at the end of the day, it's all of a sudden too many producers, too many kind of tomatoes, too many brands, too many packagings, too many information. And where's the business? If business for growers is becoming narrower and narrower. So